We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. I'd like to share an audio excerpt from a documentary about the lives of three people who are making a huge transition in life. They are transitioning from one gender to the other. This is Dana. At birth, she was named Danny. She is from a small town in central Illinois.
Everything about who I am, what I like, what I do in life, all those other things say I'm female. But when I look in the mirror and just can't stand what I'm looking at, because it's not who I am.
Dana is one of three transgendered people living in central Illinois who share their stories in the documentary This Is My Journey. The film was made by Kate Brickman, an alumna of the University of Illinois College of Media. This Is My Journey was screened earlier this year at the Art Theater in Champaign. Tonight, it airs on WILL-TV at 8 o'clock. Kate Brickman is my guest in this portion of the program. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Celeste.
Tell us more about Dana.
Dana is, I like to think of her as the woman that my mom sits next to at church. She has three daughters. She grew up in a small town in southern Illinois, and then she lived in Bloomington while we were doing the filming for this documentary. And she actually has led transgender support group meetings as well throughout the state of Illinois. And she contacted me and wanted to be part of this. She still kind of lives two lives. She works as Danny, as a man, and the rest of the time she spends as Dana.
This is a huge, momentous change for her. How did she make the choice to go ahead and do what she had always felt for so many years?
Sure. I actually like that you use the word choice. People talk a lot about whether it's a choice or not. And the people in the documentary, including Dana, say, you know, it's not a choice to be transgender because you can't change how you feel. But it is a choice to go through the transition to, you know, finally take that step. And I want to say back in her 20s is when she started taking hormones and doing other cosmetic things to kind of begin the transition. And she struggled for a really long time with the feelings of it, and even kind of came close to committing suicide a handful of times, which she talks about in the documentary. And it was just kind of this realization that if she didn't start to do something to be able to feel comfortable in her own skin, you know, she wouldn't be around much longer.
Yeah, I want to play another excerpt from the trailer for the film, and this features Dana, and it speaks to the turmoil she feels in terms of her religious faith. Do you want to say anything more about it before we play it?
No, go ahead and play it.
Okay.
I mean, my thought was, you know, suicide you go to hell for, right? I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to hell anyway. Why does it matter? You know, I'm going to go see God and we're going to talk about this face to face.
That's so powerful. What was it like for you to make this film?
I started it as kind of just a master's project as I finished my degree at the University of Illinois. And, you know, I thought it would just be kind of a 20 or 30 minute piece. And then I started hearing from people, the people that I ended up featuring, and their stories were just so incredible, and they gave me so much access that I thought I cannot do justice to it in such a short piece. I worked on it for about 7 months, and it kind of took over my life during that time, and I think it really changed my life and how I look at people, I wanted to say something about that clip with Dana. She has always been a really strong Christian, which I thought brought a really interesting element to the documentary. She says herself all the time that, you know, people think that the LGBT community can't also be religious and that they're at odds, and yet she has been an evangelical Christian her entire life. And for her, I think that was the hardest part of accepting herself, was not accepting herself as transgender, but accepting the fact that she could be transgender and still be a Christian and love God, and that was okay. And that was her big struggle in life.
Yeah. Well, these three individuals that are at the heart of the film, they couldn't be more different. So tell us about Chris and Shayla.
Sure. So while Dana is a transgender woman, which means she was born as a man and now is transitioning to be a woman, Chris is a 22-year-old student at Illinois State University, and he is actually Asian and was born in Asia and was adopted by American parents and was born a girl and then is now transitioning to be a man. So obviously the opposite of Dana. And While Dana grew up and kind of was very hidden about her transition, Chris came out to pretty much everyone when he was 21 and said, I'm transgender, I'm going to do this, I'm going to move forward with this, and documents like everything about his transition online through YouTube videos and pictures on Facebook, whereas for Dana's older generation, it was very hush-hush, and she still kind of tries to stay quiet about it, which is why she didn't want to use her last name or her hometown. Shayla is from Springfield, Illinois, and she is also older than Chris and similar to Dana, was born as a man, was married a couple of times, and has a son, and is now transitioning to be a woman full-time. And she is not religious at all, but obviously struggled with what her transition meant for her relationships with her family and her son.
Yeah, and her second wife is very supportive.
Yeah, her second wife, Shireen, is actually featured in the documentary with her. And what's interesting is that when they started dating, Shayla was still living primarily as a man. And so Shireen started dating Troy, and they got married, and the wife knew that the husband liked to cross-dress. And so they got married as man and wife, and a few years later they started going to transgender conferences as Shayla decided she wanted to transition, and they actually had a second wedding as wife and wife. And they just recently decided to divorce, but they're still very close, and seeing the interaction between the two of them and how that impacted their marriage is just a really interesting aspect of the documentary.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about how Dana had so much difficulty coming to grips with her faith. Mm-hmm. For Chris, the challenge has been family.
Yeah. Well, his parents, especially since they adopted him, Chris said there's this been, you know, this kind of sense that, you know, his parents could reject him because he was adopted. And his parents are fairly religious, and they've just had a very tough time feeling like they're losing a daughter. And that's kind of been what you've heard from his parents, is this feeling that they're losing their daughter. And Chris expressing this feeling that I'm the same person, just because I look a little different. You know, you're not losing a daughter. I'm still your child. And so his parents asked him to leave the house. He was living with them. And his parents asked him to leave when he decided to start transitioning. But recently they've started talking again, and I think they're starting to build on the relationship again, which is really important to Chris.
Yeah. And Shayla's biggest challenge?
I think her biggest challenge was seeing how it would impact her relationship with her son. Her son is in college, and, you know, a lot of parents don't get along with their kids when they're that age. And so she didn't tell her son for quite some time that she was going to transition. And when she did tell him, he really accepted that. And I think that was her biggest challenge.
Mm. Well, despite the difficulties, these three transgendered people are determined, and it seems they'll be just fine.
Yeah, that's what's that was almost kind of what was interesting to me when I started working at it, working on this piece. You think of them as this very different category, you know, the, you know, transgender community, as if they're so different from us. And I remember the first time I met each of them, I just couldn't get over how normal they were. You know, they live normal, everyday lives. And a lot of the struggles that they have, while it does have to do with their transition, you know, Chris is fighting with his parents. And when we're in our 20s, we all fight with our parents. And, you know, people have the same sort of struggles with their family, and they just have those same struggles, and it's just a little bit of different circumstances for them.
Hmm. Very quickly, can you tell us what kind of response the film has received to date?
I've been really excited about the response. Everyone in the documentary was very excited about it and has been very supportive of it since then, and I have just been really overwhelmed with the reaction I've gotten from people. The support has been incredible, and I just really feel like I may be opening up some people's minds, which has just been really amazing.
Kate Brickman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kate Brickman, she is the filmmaker behind This Is My Journey. The documentary explores the lives of three transgendered people. It airs tonight at 8 o'clock on WILL-TV. There will also be a live stream at the same time on willconnect.org. And following the program at 9 o'clock will be a live chat with Kate Brinkman, Dana, and Shayla. That's on willconnect.org. And again, my thanks this afternoon to Kate Brinkman.
This feeling that I'm the same person just because I look a little different. You know, you're not losing a daughter. I'm still your child. And so his parents asked him to leave the house. He was living with them. And his parents asked him to leave when he decided to start transitioning. But recently they've started talking again. And I think they're starting to build on the relationship again, which is really important to Chris.
Yeah. And Shayla's biggest challenge?
Shayla's biggest challenge? I think her biggest challenge was seeing how it would impact her relationship with her son. Her son is in college, and, you know, a lot of parents don't get along with their kids when they're that age. And so she didn't tell her son for quite some time that she was going to transition. And when she did tell him, he really accepted that. And I think that was her biggest challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, despite the difficulties, these three transgendered people are determined, and it seems they'll be just fine.
Yeah, that's what's that was almost kind of what was interesting to me when I started working on this piece. You think of them as this very different category, you know, the transgender community, as if they're so different from us. And I remember the first time I met each of them, I just couldn't get over how normal they were. You know, they live normal, everyday lives, and a lot of the struggles that they have, while it does have to do with their transition, you know, Chris is fighting with his parents. And when we're in our 20s, we all fight with our parents. And, you know, people have the same sort of struggles with their family, and they just have those same struggles, and it's just a little bit of different circumstances for them.
Mm. Very quickly, can you tell us what kind of response the film has received to date?
I've been really excited about the response. Everyone in the documentary was very excited about it and has been very supportive of it since then, and I have just been really overwhelmed with the reaction I've gotten from people. The support has been incredible, and I just really feel like I may be opening up some people's minds, which has just been really amazing.
Kate Brinkman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kate Brinkman, she is the filmmaker behind This Is My Journey. The documentary explores the lives of three transgendered people. It airs tonight at 8 o'clock on WILL-TV. There will also be a live stream at the same time on willconnect.org. And following the program at 9 o'clock will be a live chat with Kate Brinkman, Dana, and Shayla. That's on willconnect.org. And again, my thanks this afternoon to Kate Brinkman.
You can help every pledge go farther when you give to the Member Match Fund. Your contribution now before the pledge drive begins will build a challenge to urge more listeners to become supporters during the kickoff power hour, 7 to 8 a.m. October 20th. Send your